May what I say and what you hear be in the name of God. Amen. So Jacob's brothers had plans for him. They were tired of him being the favorite son and wanted to change the dynamic. So they sent him to Egypt, sold him into slavery. And so the lesson ends with the words, "So they took Joseph to Egypt." One would think that that might be the end of the story, but we know the difference. We know that something else happened, and the reality of life is that with God, quite often we don't reach the end of the story when we think we do. But there's always more hope. There's always more opportunity. The end of the story is not yet, but what will be. Jacob becomes one of the princes of Egypt with power and authority and strength, much to the surprise and bewilderment of his brothers. These past few days, I think most of us have been paying attention to the events in Charlottesville, Virginia. I have to say, my hope and prayer is that we haven't reached the end of the story. I've got to say as well that over the past number of years, I'd hoped that we had reached the end of the story. I'd hoped that we had put that sort of thing behind us, and that we as a nation, we as people, could move beyond. Clearly, we haven't. Clearly, we haven't. In the epistle this morning, Paul reminds us that we are a people who are called. And I believe in the midst of all these events, of all this contention and hatred, that we are even now more especially called. I think we need to say as Christian people that in the lexicon of Christian thought, nowhere is there a word that screams hate. Nowhere is there a word that screams exclusion. Nowhere is the word of the neo-Nazi. Nowhere is the word of the Klansman. These words are anathema to those who call themselves Christians. I am sick and tired of people co-opting the word Christian to claim their own perverted faith. We are a Christian people informed by the risen Christ, whose sole message was to love and to love beyond anything else. And that is our calling. So my sermon is very simple today. Anytime and every time we hear someone pervert the Christian gospel, every time we hear someone claim to speak in the name of Jesus but speak hatred, stand up and call them out. We have a gospel to proclaim. We have a gospel of love and of hope, and what we hear in this morning's Old Testament, the story is not over because the story is living itself out in us. Please, please be convicted by the words of Jesus himself. And please take every opportunity to proclaim the gospel that we know to be true. that God sent his Son into the world to love and to care for and to accept. And any word other than that simply is not true. Paul ends this portion of his epistle to the Romans with these words, "But how are they to call on the one whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone proclaiming him?" We are people of proclamation. People are called to proclaim the good news of Jesus, the good news of love and care and hope. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. How beautiful are we, because the good news is ours to share. Amen.